Hi, this is Josh McDowell. Welcome to the audio version of my book, The Da Vinci Code, A Quest for Answers. The Da Vinci Code relies heavily on Gnostic texts for some of the assertions that it makes. Even though the Gnostic texts were given names such as the Gospel of Mary, the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Judas, the early church fathers rejected them because they weren't authentic. No one knows who really wrote them, but scholars are certain they weren't written by the people for which they were named. But what about the four Gospels in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? What made them so special that they were included? Well, that's what Matt, Chris, and Andrea will be talking about in this episode.
Okay, let's start with one of the documents you just read, the Gospel of Thomas.
Wasn't Thomas one of Jesus' disciples?
How do you know that? I thought you said you never read the Bible.
I went to Sunday school as a kid.
Okay.
Thomas was one of the 12 disciples, but no one believes he was the real author of the Gospel of Thomas. Scholars generally consider it to have been written well into the second century in the infancy Gospel of Thomas around then or later. Likewise, the Gospel of Philip and the Gospel of Mary, which Teabing quotes from, can be dated no earlier than the 2nd century, perhaps into the 3rd century.
You mean like 100 years after Jesus' lifetime?
At least. By comparison, while there are differences between the opinions of conservative and liberal scholars, the evidence overwhelmingly confirms that the New Testament documents, including the four Gospels Teabing disparages, were of a very early date, especially compared to the so-called Gospels he quotes. Look, here's a chart that shows both conservative and liberal dating of the original books of the New Testament. Now, look at the dates. The most liberal dating of, Mark puts it about 70 AD. The conservative dating of that gospel puts it between 50 and 60 AD. Now, look at the others. Conservatively, they place Paul's writings and the Gospel of Luke at about the same time. Matthew around 70 to 80 AD and John from 80 to 100 AD.
Let me see if I understand this. This says it's possible that the four Gospels that were included in the New Testament were written within 40 or 50 years of Jesus' lifetime?
Exactly. The earliest is close as 20 years. And even some of those conservative dates may not be conservative enough. For example, there was this guy named Irenaeus. He was Bishop of Lyons and probably the most important theologian of the second century. Oh, and as a young man, he sat under the teachings of Polycarp, who had been a disciple of John the Apostle, one of the 12. So, Irenaeus was an important link to the apostolic age of the first century church. Anyway, he wrote this in a document called Against Heresies. Matthew published his gospel among the Hebrews, in their own tongue, when Peter and Paul were preaching the gospel in Rome and founding the church there. Since historians know that Paul was in Rome from 60 to 64 AD, Matthew probably finished his gospel at this time using notes and information he had collected over the years, since he himself, Matthew that is, walked with Jesus. As a tax collector, used to documenting data accurately, he's probably well suited for the task. So, to make a long story short, William Foxwell Albright, one of the world's foremost biblical archaeologists, said, "We can already say emphatically that there is no longer any solid basis for dating any book of the New Testament after about 80 AD. And Dr. John A.T. Robinson shocked everybody when he announced his strong conviction that the whole of the New Testament was written before the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD.
So you're saying that the reason Constantine chose Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is because they were written so close to the events themselves?
No.
No?
No, I'm saying Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are in the Bible today partly because they were written so close to the events themselves.
Isn't that what I just said?
No, you said Constantine chose them.
Oh.
They weren't chosen and certainly not by Constantine.
Whoa, wait a minute. I'm confused.
Well, I mentioned Irenaeus a few minutes ago. Now, by the time he wrote his book Against Heresies, a century and a half before Constantine, those four Gospels were so universally recognized that he referred to them as four pillars. Going so far as to say, it is not possible that the gospel can either be more or fewer in number than they are. A few lines later, he says the gospel is quadriform, meaning, of course, four in number.
In other words, more than 100 years before Constantine, those four gospels were, like, pretty well accepted as the official ones.
Let me read what this guy, Dr. F.F. Bruce, says about that. It is evident that by AD 180, the idea of the fourfold gospel had become so axiomatic throughout Christendom that it could be referred to as an established fact as obvious and inevitable and natural as the four cardinal points of the compass, as we call them, or the four winds.
But what about all those other Gospels? Didn't they even consider them?
With dozens to choose from, why did the Church Fathers only settle in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? And what role did the Council of Nicaea play in all of this? Well, we'll find the answers to those questions in our next episode. I'm Josh McDowell. Thanks for listening.
The Da Vinci Code, A Quest for Answers, is produced by Campus Crusade for Christ.